The first notion of individual rights in the West is predicated upon each person's ability to murder one another. That's Ambrose's conclusion. So this is what I, continuing on and what I have written before, what other we's may think about this issue and two, cannot possibly know who the amorphous members of ISIS, I'm applying this to a war that was going on or was being proposed at the time. But you see, none of this matters because Pache Hobbs, we are always in a state of war against them. Hobbs would define we and them thus, quote, listen to this. This is Papa Grandpa of the Enlightenment that Trzezinski and others want us to defend. Don't do it, quote, if now to this natural proclivity of men to hurt each other, which they derive from their passions, but chiefly from a vain esteem of themselves, you add the right of all to all, wherewith one by right invades, the other by right resists, and whence arise perpetual jealousies and suspicions on all hands, and how hard a thing it is to provide against an enemy invading us with an intention to oppress and ruin, though we come with a small number and no great provision. It cannot be denied, but that the natural state of men before they entered into society was a mere war, and that not simply, but a war of all men against all men. For what is war but that same time in which the will of contesting by force is fully declared either by words or deeds? And then I wrote that I've previously explored the question of why so many modern Americans have a built-in defense mechanism to repel the serious contemplation of achieving a status without war, which we used to call peace. If you're born, consider this. If you're born after September the 11th, 2000, you never lived in a moment of peace.